Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Back in October, then-Boston School Committee Chair Michael LeCanto resigned his post. A hot microphone had captured him mocking Asian names of attendees waiting to speak at a meeting where they were discussing suspending the entrance exam to Boston's exclusive exam schools due to the pandemic. Now, two more committee members have resigned over texts exchanged at the same meeting. Lorna Rivera, a Latinx professor of women's studies at UMass Boston, submitted her resignation Friday after private messages between her and the latest chair of the Boston School Committee, Alexandra Oliver Davila, denigrating residents of West Roxbury, became public. Oliver Davila announced her resignation earlier today. Joining us to talk about this story is WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin. Max, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's start with the reasons for the resignation. What did Rivera and Oliver Davila have to say?
Well, Rivera, in this text exchange, reportedly said she was, quote, sick of Westie, West Roxbury whites, and that she expected white racists to start yelling at the committee. And then Oliver Davila called some of those parents delusional and wrote, I hate WR, or again, West Roxbury. But I think, Tiziana, as you said, you know, context matters here. This was an incredibly long and fractious meeting. I watched almost every minute of it. And they were coming from a place of emotion, I guess you could say.
Yeah. So the meeting was last October. We know those texts should have been public sooner because there's been a process about the documents around that meeting. Tell us about that and why this is happening now.
Yeah. So after LeCanto's remarks, reporters at the Globe requisitioned the text exchange by members during the meeting, and they requested and received some of them, but these texts were withheld. And then by some means, these texts were leaked or their existence was leaked and a follow-up request was made. And I think we're all, as journalists, still looking now to figure out how exactly these got out and why they were withheld in the first place.
Okay, so Alexandra Oliver Davila originally said she wasn't going to resign, then did earlier today. Tell us about that.
Yeah, she's a 5-year member on the board. She took over as chair after LeCanto left in that hurry back in the fall. And she had pledged to, like, restore trust in the objectivity and good faith of the body. And for her to be resigning just a few months later under these circumstances, it just can't have felt good. And yet the remarks just seem to show a clear bias against one of the city's neighborhoods, which has many kids in it. And I think here's where you have to remember that in Boston, school committee members are appointed by the mayor and they come and leave at the mayor's whim. And I think it's hard for the mayor to stick by someone who has shown that kind of slant, even if they did it in private.
And they would have been appointed by former Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, correct?
That's right.
And any reaction to the resignations today?
Yeah, I spoke to Ed Coppinger, who's the state representative who represents West Roxbury, and he says now that 3 of the 7 school committee members that voted to suspend the exam school entrance exam have now been caught making racist remarks and lost their seats because of it. So he says while suspending the test had some merit, given the COVID crisis, the decision has been contaminated as a result of the people who made the decision. So he wants further work on exam school admissions, maybe downplaying the role of a test going forward. He wants that to stop while the remaining 4 members of the committee go under scrutiny. Let's hear that tape.
They need to look at everyone's backgrounds, comments. Were they posting things on Facebook, Twitter, and things like that? Very similar to what folks would do in the private sector for job interviews. I mean, if people have preconceived ideas and not going into what's in the best interest of all students from every neighborhood, then they need to be reevaluated.
So, Max, I want to be clear here. We have now had a white man and 2 women of color resign because of racially focused statements during that meeting. But there are those who argue that these are different situations because of the different lived experiences of the 3 members of the committee. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think take LeCanto and Oliver Davila. Michael LeCanto was a big factor in pushing this change through. He definitely got a lot of laurels, even as he had to resign for that change. But he is ultimately a white guy from Florida who happened to make a crude remark, and there really was no ready excuse for it. On the other hand, Oliver Davila grew up in this city as an immigrant. As she resigned, she recalled having been spat on, met with slurs, and how she came, as many, many people of color in this city have, to fear or resent some of its better off, whiter neighborhoods. And so while she apologized for the remarks, she said they have like honest roots in her biography. And I, you know, Tiziana, I can't think of a time when Boston felt newer. You know, you've got a new mayor, a new sense of culture, a new agenda maybe going forward. And this is just a reminder to me that this is an old city and that kind of a painful history of segregation, violence, and inequality. It's real and it's still with us.
All right, WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin. Max, thanks.
Thanks for having me.